Amidst a Snowstorm of Love has so many swoon-worthy, skinship, super intimate, just, you're just crying in singledom scenes. And I just wanted to dedicate a podcast to some of my all-time favorite scenes in the show thus far. I'm mainly going to be highlighting from episodes 1 through 14. There's probably still so much more left to go. This is like my kind of cozy, warm, midwinter, I love slow burn type shows. So I want to get into it and just how devastating Leo Wu is. This is like a Leo Wu weekend for my podcast. Hi, I'm Monique. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, and basically whatever else I want. And Amidst a Snowstorm of Love has some really great casual intimacy scenes. Like, one of my favorite creators, they did like a video that broke down just how much casual intimacy, and when it's portrayed well within a show, can do so much heavy lifting. I can see why this show may not be for everyone, but I can also see why it's so incredibly popular. The chemistry is chemistry-ing. It is so incredibly intense, and Leo Wu honestly looks like he wants to devour this young lady's soul. I don't think you understand just the level of attraction I have to him in this role, which is really bad because I'm not really this squealy, but he just makes me want to swoon. The very first scene that I could think of that just is so incredibly intoxicating to me is a scene that actually is very quiet and doesn't do much. And it's when Goa, she's playing billiards, and you know, he goes up to her and he hands her a cup of coffee, and their fingers kind of just lightly graze. And there's just something about that scene and how it's blocked that just drives me up the wall. I think that was like the first scene that I watched that really, really kind of allowed me to buy into the chemistry of these people. Their entire slow moving love story, just whew, that one scene. The next one, and it's in relation to coffee. Coffee seems to be Yi Yang's love language to Goa throughout this show so far. There's a scene where they had gone to a coffee shop, and it was like a really landmark coffee shop, and there was these particular coffee beans that Yang had handed to her, and it's just really cutesy. And he's watching like some of the couples in the shop, and you can see just through Leo Wu's masterful acting that he's envisioning himself and her like this, but they're not at that point in the relationship as of yet. And then at night, he ends up in a room, they start talking, he glances over, he notices that the coffee beans that from that shop, she had saved them. And he doesn't take that out of his mind. And they end up meeting in the kitchen in this little nook in the little apartment that they're sharing with her cousin, who she kind of treats like a younger brother, and the other billiard players. And they're in the kitchen, and it's not only just the lighting, it's their breathing. And there's this way that Leo Wu just kind of looks at her, and he backs her up into the wall. And he just gets in this super low, seductive voice, and they almost kiss. And it honestly drove me nuts. And I was like, I physically felt like screaming. And this is the kind of chemistry that can make or break a show. I'm telling you, casting directors, any type of romance that you're doing, you've got to get two actors that physically come on fire together on screen. Now, luckily, these are both very attractive actors. They look amazing together. So that's half the battle right there. But my God, that scene, the heavy breathing, the seduction, the way he closes in, the blocking of everything, the music, it was like cinematic perfection to me, and I can't get over it, just how amazing it is. One of my other favorite scenes is the first kiss, and just the anticipation for it, and the wind blowing through Goa's hair, and just her look of wonderment into his eyes. It's just absolutely gorgeous, and it's just cinematic, and it's perfect. There's another scene where they're in the hotel room that he, of course, had secured for her in advance. He always seems to look out for her better interests, and he always anticipates when she needs something. Like, his acts of service is so goddamn attractive to me. And they end up in this hotel, and at one point he like picks her up and he's like dunks her into his lap, and they're in white, and he's just like nuzzling her, and I'm thinking, oh my god, I can't take it. It's just so good. And then there's another scene, and it's one of my favorite scenes because he almost has like the confirmation that he knows that he likes her, and he's closing in on getting her to be the girlfriend, and they're standing outside. He's leaned up against a wall, and you know, Leo Wu and his whole mysterious type of smirk that he has, and he has a lighter in his hand, and I immediately thought of Lighter and Princess as I saw this scene. And he has his lighter, and she asks about it, and he just kind of gives her this quiet look, and he's like, do you want to touch it? Or like, he beckons her towards this lighter, and she reaches for it, and he does this like quick switch out, and then he like quickly tosses it to his other hand, and with that same hand that he held the lighter previously, he winds her in and like literally brings her right up close to him, and she's like so incredibly flustered and shy. And I swear to God, like in those few seconds, like it's just so incredibly magical that it is the entire premise of why I think this show works so much, and why I think so many have fallen in love with it already. The show is subtle. The show definitely is slow burn. The show, I can see it just not resonating with everyone, because I know with pretty much any story, you want some dramatic tension. There has to be some form of conflict to kind of reel people in. But for me personally, I enjoy when I can just see two actors become so seamless in their roles that you feel like you're voyeuristic. You feel that you're intruding on a private moment. And I don't know what casting gods got together getting these two together, but they are phenomenal in this. That scene, I think I have replayed that maybe 15 times. That's how much I'm into it. Like, it's everything for me. And I think I am even more enchanted with Leo Wu as an actor. And I just got off of recording for my final review of Love Like the Galaxy, where Leo Wu really put on a masterclass in acting. Like, he was absolutely just bang on phenomenal. And I, between that and this show, where he is playing that intense male lead, there's just something about him that it just kind of pulls something deep within your gut. Like, he is just too good. I can't stand it. I can't stand it. There's so many different moments in the show. And for this podcast, it is a video podcast. So for this episode, I know that those that are listening just to the audio version, you won't get the full appreciation for it. But if you get a chance to come to the YouTube side of things, you'll see the scenes that I'm talking about in the GIFs. It's just so, so good. If you truly want a romance where the chemistry is there, it's swoon-worthy, you want to feel like helplessly single, but in a good way, this show, I think, will really like scratch that itch. as I said, it may not be for everyone. I can understand where some of the criticisms come from, because I've seen people say it's way too slow moving. There really doesn't seem to be much tension in the plot. They're trying to understand what the overall messaging is. And for me, what I'm getting is just, we're just supposed to fall in love with the magic of the love between these two characters. And just to see this quiet romance kind of bloom, and for that chemistry to increase, and for them to just fall in love with another over and over and over again. And Leo Wu's acting alone actually lets you really buy into that. And don't let me discredit Mei Mei as well. The actress that portrays Goa as well, she is very good. She's very sweet. She's very endearing. There's one of the scenes in episode 14 where I'm up to right now in watching the show, and they're in bed together, and he had just come off like a massive hangover, and the way that she's lightly chastising him, but not really. But there's just this way that her dimple pops out, and the way that there's this sweet innocence to her, and then she kind of flips a switch a little bit, and she kind of teases him in a naughty way, and she's like, do you know what else that we got up to that night when you were drunk? And you could just see like his entire energy shift, and he's like, what did we do, huh? And then she kind of giggles and turns away from him. Like, she plays into that push-pull really well, so she is also really doing some great work, and I gotta applaud her as well. It's just that I'm such in a Leo Wu haze, and I'm just like, Leo Wu this, Leo Wu that. But it's just, they work really magically well together. I hope that they get other projects. And yeah, I'm most likely going to do more podcast episodes about this show. But I just had to talk about some of my favorite swoon-worthy scenes that make me feel like screaming because they're just so damn good. And you're like, oh my God! And I just keep muttering at my screen like, oh my God, oh my God. Like, the green flags are everywhere. The chemistry is chemistrying. The skinship is just skinshipping on all levels. It's just such a feel-good show. And if you can just enjoy the quietness of it and just watch it slowly unfurl, I think it's such a treat. But anyways, that's going to be the end of my ranting and raving. Thank you for watching. Again, this is a Leo Wu weekend, so I also have coming up the podcast for the final of Love Like the Galaxy. I need Leo Wu and more things, man. I need him to be the intense romantic lead, whether he is a war general, whether he is just a drop-dead gorgeous billiard player or a player of snooker, and just sweeping ladies off their feet and just looking at them like they hang the stars in the sky. I just need more of it. If you're watching this via YouTube, thank you. I appreciate you. Send a comment down below if you're loving the show, if you've finished it. I hear a lot of people have finished it. I think all 30 episodes are out by now. I'm very slow in watching stuff, and I'll be honest, it's because I'm rewatching same scenes all over again that I can't progress in the drama. That's why, because I'm enjoying it so much, like I'm savoring it like a really aromatic cup of coffee that the beans came from, like, I don't know, Brazil, and it's just so rich and flavored that I just don't want to finish it just yet. That's how I feel about this show. If you're listening via Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I really appreciate you as well. Hopefully, maybe you'll come over to the YouTube side. I hope some YouTube people go over to the audio side as well. Like, I want everyone to experience this in one way or another. Till the next episode. Bye.